What do you mean? What on serious productions? Talking about medical. It has been a very long time since you see me. It has been a very long time since I put on this channel. It has been a very long time since you actually hear my voice. And there's something that I want to tell you. I just want to say that I'm back and I'm back for good. I'm not going anywhere now until we are there. So the thing is, medical filled the O2 arena. The thing is, medical made a history yesterday. The thing is, Ghana is being put on the map and has a YouTuber, podcaster. I just want to say that this is one great thing for Ghana music. This is one thing that I think we need to look up to. This is one thing that I think everybody needs to follow. This is one thing that I think Ghana or Ghanaian artists or every artist in the country have to follow so that we can sell out more, so that our music will be heard out there. We have been doing this so long since the day, the times, and all those things that have been so long since we start doing it in this country. It's about time we organize our own events and feel it. It's about time we do our own things and make the nation proud. And I love what medical did then. Since we are talking about medical, let's talk about the O2 and the O2 Indigo and how many people have successfully filled that, or how many people have successfully sold out that how should I say it, auditorium, like any, like for, like how anyhow you call it too. But talking about it, that is, I only have sold it out twice. Saturday did it first, and Kwame Eugene and Kiddy together they did it, and now we have medical who have sold it, and everybody is so proud of it. And I think everybody that went there enjoy themselves, talking about the artist that passed through, talking about the ambassador, while they talk about the sister baby, Miss Akedi, talking about every artist that passed through there. Charlie, I want to say that it seems like every we are putting ourselves together. Seems like there's something much bigger that is coming up since this is happening, since there's some kind of unity, like people are putting themselves together in this industry. This is so nice. Let's be honest, talking about who comes stage on first. No, medical, this is his show. So medical coming on stage first and introducing the artist one after the other was something that I love it. Unfortunately, Stoneman was in there, but Stalin, he did great. Medical did great performing OKK, and I think if Stoneman was there, it could have been so nice. Talking about after that passed through, we have Miss Akedi who was introduced on stage. I love everything he did there. I didn't actually expect him, but Stalin, I think last minute before I heard that, Miss Akedi. I think last minute I heard that Miss Akedi will be passing through or something, because I didn't actually expect, because I already knew about Sarkodie and Shatawale. But and I think it's fear, yeah, not what it fear. But Miss Akedi, I actually didn't know about. So seeing Miss Akedi there is something that I actually love it, because Miss Akedi and medical, I think they started their career together. I don't know if Miss Akedi was already a hit or already have a hit though, but I remember medical and Miss Akedi in one song when they were young. I remember medical wasn't that big though. Yeah, I think medical wasn't big. Let me use that word. Medical wasn't big. And one more question, where is Chrissy Atta? I didn't see Chrissy Atta, because I know Chrissy Atta is more like UK based now. He's in UK, but I didn't see him there. Actually, I thought it's likely he will pass there, but I don't know what happened. I couldn't see him there. Then talking about I think from here we have Sister Debbie. Who also passed on. Like, actually love it. We'll see. I know definitely Sister Debbie is a three-minded person. And I know everything that happened between them has already passed, and I know she has already moved all and all those things. So with Sister Debbie, since that Debbie there, she's a businessman lady, and she's always like she's so business-minded. And seeing her there wasn't so something that I'll say I'm shocked. Sure, like it's normal. She did very good. And also talking about study B, I think from there we have Ifeanyi passed through. I think Ifeanyi was on stage watching on YouTube, people were like and boring and all those things, but talking about Ifeanyi, that's what Ifeanyi does. And if you don't know Ifeanyi, maybe you are just used to that kind of thing, but this is it. This is Ifeanyi, and I love what she did there. And talking about boring, people were like, when Medica was doing the Fair Performance with Miss Akedi and all those things, and people were like, they don't like the live, but Medica should so sweet and all those things. But see, this is how the whole thing goes. Like, you can't start anything with Kitty Kitty. You have to start it slowly before everything turns up Kitty Kitty or how you want it to go. So Medica starting with a live band is something that I think, like, most of these events should be like, you can't just come on stage and do it like that. If you want to do it that way, then you have to have some people that will do the live band for you. After the live band, slowly, then you hit the stage up. That's how the whole thing is supposed to be. Like, that's how it's supposed to be. You can't just start. If you are not doing it that way, then you have to start with a slow song. You have to start the slow song. But with what Medica did, that's a great show, starting out with the live band and also moving on with what the people loved. Like, he called it party. He said his shows are not shows, his shows are party. So we are there to party. And that's it. So actually, I love it though. So I think from Ifeanyi, people were saying I'm worried, but Medica came back. They introduced Saturday with a confirmed talent. I love it. They did we made it. We love how Medica was strapping Saturday vest here and there. Saturday as a landlord, he folded his arm and was watching these people, the fan base, the fans perform his song. Was just like the landlord seeing people. Like, I just love how he did it. So, talking about I think you have to do something to like to be more honest, but I actually love it. But it should have been a long performance. You can't just stand there. But talking about this, I think from here my lights went off. I don't even know how Saturday went off stage. I don't know how Saturday went off stage, but my lights were like ECG took off light. The time the light came, Stawale was performing, and I wanted to see how Stawale ended. But I think with some videos on social media, I've seen some of them how Stawale was introduced. So from there, we have those Stawale and Stawale in America, deeper than black thing. They are doing what they love. They do what they have. They like. They have fun on stage. Let me that way. They have fun on stage. And talking about what they did there, it's great. Talking about how they perform, talking about their performance, nobody expects nothing less from these two artists, Stawale and Medica, deeper than blood. Damn, so then someone I can have been. Then, from there, Stawale was off stage, so they came back, they what they have to do with the Dangalia, they perform. I think something escaped me. Stawale performed. I didn't see Stawale performing his best, but Stawale was on stage with J-Bad. And I don't know what happened. I don't know if my mind escaped me or something like that's it. And also talking about J-Bad did well. I don't know where J-Bad was. I don't know if J-Bad was already in UK or something, or just moved from Ghana to the place. I don't know how, but this is how the whole thing ends, and I think the show was great. Nobody can try the show. The show was so much better. We're watching online streaming. The first thing that people would say that the sound was bad, but with everything, it was great. With everything that we were looking at it, the sound came by, it was great and everything. And one thing that I want Ghana, that's what we all are calling for, is what one thing filling the boot to Helena. And we don't care how Ghanaians are going to do it. If they are going to, they are calling Stawale and Stonebwoy, Sarkozy, KD, Kwame Nkrumah, Kim Thomas, this actor, they are assembling all these Avengers to actually rescue Ghana. We all put Ghana on the map, and this is how we are going to do it. I think there's nothing like what should they say? That's how we have to do it. And with this, I don't see anything wrong with this. We can do it together. Then from there, maybe Shadowale can do it himself. From there, Sakode can do it himself. From there, Tumba can do it himself. From there, Kwame Nkrumah and Kili, they can do it together. Or Kili can do it himself. Kwame can do it himself. Kwame can do it himself. Maybe Efia, talking about Jackie. Talking about Jackie, I don't know why I didn't see her at the Indigo do, but challenge. It's what it is. It is what it is. Then put it that way. So this must happen. The O2 Arena must happen. Ghana must feel the O2 Arena. The O2 Arena is a must. So with that being said, thank you all for watching tonight's production. There was nothing ugly in that show. The show was right. The show was a show. The show was showing. You know, the party was passing because that America. America is not America saying it's not a show, but it's a party. They are having fun. He is him having fun with his fans. So basically that's how it is. So with that being said, thank you all for watching the Phillips production. See you on the next update, because I'm